It's been a year since our correspondent Anna King came down with COVID-19. She updated listeners throughout her diagnosis and struggled to recover. Now she reflects on the past year.
Today marks a year since COVID-19 blasted through my immune system. My recovery has come in fits and starts. When I first stopped having fevers, I could barely walk down one block and back to the house. Each breath was a gasp for air, heaving. Now I'm able to walk quickly for several miles, keeping pace with my friend. But I still huff hard on even the slightest hills. I've gained weight from this hard year at home. But I've also had moments of profound gratitude. Every time I look in the newspaper, I see another person my age dead. I'm firmly planted on this earth. I spent last summer inside. I missed the roses, the iris, the daphne, the pansies. Now I hungrily drink them in, making my husband stop while I tiptoe a few steps into neighbors' yards to smell them. Leave some for the rest of us, he teases me. I keep dealing with tight feelings in my chest. I've had other long-haul symptoms too. Exhaustion, difficulty breathing, much of my hair fell out. I wrote to family and friends struggling with life and death long-haul fights of their own. Cancer. I'm fully vaxxed. That second shot made me sick for 48 hours. It brought back bad memories of being in the grips of COVID. But I'm glad I got it. Now I find myself worrying about the variants. But I keep snapping back to this. I'm here. Most of the time, I can work a full day without collapsing. I can hug my family again, feel the little spindly arms of my nieces drape around me. I'm gonna see summer.
During the pandemic, many people took up new pastimes. Anna King's been writing poetry. This is what she wrote about her COVID-19 journey.
I thought I shouldn't have stayed out in the sun so long talking to Mary Beth. I was traveling home. I was too hot. But then, sick. Sicker than the time when I was in the ICU as a girl. Weeks of fighting for my breath. Like keeping my head under the blasting shower too long. Fighting myself to fall asleep and keep breathing. Afraid. A visit to the ER, then another. 2 or 3 bad days from a long stay in the hospital. Maybe intubation. Each time, under the street lamps in the emergency lane, I would say goodbye to my husband and dog, wondering if I'd come out again. Then the fever, it wouldn't leave. 5 weeks on the couch trying to get rid of the internal heat. Ice packs, rest, mango lassis, cards, letters, calls. Texting my husband who was hiding from COVID in our same house. Feeling crappy for days, then weeks, then 2 months. I'd wake up and think it was gone, the uncertainty, only to descend again into the fever. So lonely. When I was finally done, I could hardly walk to the car. The first time it took me about 40 minutes to get to the end of the block. Then I went around the block. On one walk, I saw a snail crossing the asphalt river path. This year has moved so slow, haltingly healing. My hair fell out. My lungs like concrete, my heart hurt, sharp pain squeezing, my brain is slow. But I've been at work against this virus like the deliberate snail. Now I can walk 4 miles quickly. I can do dancer pose, meditate for 1 minute, write this poem.
That was a journalistic poem from Anna King. To read more about Anna's experience with COVID-19, come to nwpb.org.